Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Bless you. Amen. And you. Hallelujah. All right, if you can find your seat, you can sit back down with all those blessings that you just got. Now, two questions. One is, how many of you genuinely felt blessed? Amen. How many of you felt blessed by giving a blessing? Amen. Well, let's just do that everywhere we go. Amen. It's awesome. Well, I'm going to turn Bobby loose. And how many of you follow Bobby on Facebook? Yeah, Facebook? A lot of time with Bobby's briefings. I know you're probably going to speak about that. But we're going to have him to come up and do a Bobby's briefings, and he can go as long as he wants. Amen. Welcome, Bobby Connor.
God bless you. Thanks, Pastor. God bless you. Amen. Well, God bless you. All right. Thank you. The Bobby's briefings things, I think it was back in March. Rick Joyner asked me, said, are you doing anything on Facebook? I said, no, I'm not. Well, I had just articles that they would post on Facebook. He said, you need to do Facebook Live. I said, I don't know anything about that. He said, it's real, real easy. He said, let's do one now. We were in one of his conferences. So he stops during the middle of the conference and introduces me as a homeless person. Well, look, that's how we started our first Bobby's briefings. And I am telling you, I'm stunned. All over the world, those things go. And people do need encouragement. They need a word from the Lord. And so it's been very, very fruitful. Just nation after nation after nation respond. And they're just little brief things. I've done some of them sitting in the car in a parking lot. But it doesn't matter. People are hungry to hear something from heaven, aren't they? They want to know, what is the word of the Lord? And the word of the Lord is this. It's Jeremiah 29:11. I know my thoughts, I think, toward you, declares the Lord. Thoughts of your success, not your failure. God wants to bless his people. He really, really does. He really wants us to live a higher level than what we would choose for ourselves. One of the mechanisms for living a higher level than God, than you have chosen for yourself, is to believe the prophets. That's what it says. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, trust the Lord, you'll be established, believe his prophets, and you will prosper. Look up the Hebrew word prosper there in 2 Chronicles 20:20, and it means live at God's highest pointed level for your life. So one of the mechanisms for living at God's highest pointed level for your life is obeying the prophets. That's what it simply says. Now, let me tell you what. Prophets are very, very important for the church today, because the Bible declares God won't do anything without first revealing what he's going to do to his servants, the prophets. That's exactly right. That's Amos 3:7. Amos 3:7 says, surely, absolutely, the Lord will not do a single thing without first revealing what he's going to do to his servants, the prophets. So the prophets have the responsibility of having their ear to the lip of God. So it says before a prophet was called a prophet, he was called a seer. A seer. And that means you've got to be a seer. You've got to see what God is doing and be a sayer. Say, the book of Habakkuk says, I will set up on my watch and I will watch to see what he will say. Much of what God is saying is by what he's showing. You believe that? I will set on my watch and I will see what he will say. And so it's very important to be able to discern what God is doing. God is doing some wonderful things in our day. There's a remnant rising that is going to be unstoppable. And listen, God is up to something really, really good. And he told me, he said, tell my people, prepare to be surprised. I said, now, Lord, listen, Lord, it's hard to tell somebody to prepare to be surprised. And he said, I'm going to do something in such a magnitude, it's going to surprise them. He gave him Habakkuk 1:5. Habakkuk 1:5 says, Look among the nations. I'll work in your day. It'll be so marvelous, you barely can believe it. And that's Psalms 126:1 also. Psalms 126:1 says this, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, then were we like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. Isn't that amazing? God will move in such a mist in our, in such a method in our lives till even the heathen will go, did you see that? I like that, don't you? I like that God's getting the attention of the world. He really is. And one of the ways he does it, he sends out the prophetic voice. Isaiah 43 through 5. The voice of one in the wilderness crying, prepare you the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway. Lower the mountains, fill in the valleys. Make the crooked way straight. And then verse 5 says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, because the mouth of the Lord has declared it. God wants to fill this whole earth with the knowledge of the glory of His Son. That's what this whole thing's about. I saw a chipping in heaven. I saw Him chipping out a banner in heaven like you would chip into stone. And when it finished, it was the centricity of Christ. This whole thing's going to center around Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. We're going to hear more about Christ than we've heard in all of our lifetime. Boy, I'll tell you, this whole thing is going to be about the centricity of Jesus Christ. By Him, through Him, all things consist. So the Lord came to me the other day and He said, I got good news for the church. I said, I want it. Anybody can give the bad news. But He said, I've got good news for the church. I said, what is it? He said, tell my people, anybody that's zealously in love with the Holy Spirit, anybody that is zealously in love with the Holy Spirit, the word zealously means burning in fervent heat, burning in fervent heat and passion for the Holy Ghost, I am preparing to answer the prayer Paul prayed in Colossians chapter 1. Now, if you've not read the prayer that Paul prayed in Colossians chapter 1, you're in for a treat. Because God says, if you're zealously in love with the Holy Spirit, He's going to answer that prayer that Paul prayed. So go with me, if you would, to Colossians chapter 1, starting with verse 8. An angel came and told me, said, the body of Christ will learn more about the majesty of the Master from the book of Colossians than any other book in the Bible. An angel from heaven came and told me, the body of Christ will learn more about the majesty of the Master from the book of Colossians than any book in the Bible. But today we're going to talk about the Lord's promise that He's going to answer this prayer Paul prayed for those that are zealously in love with Holy Ghost. Start, if you will, with verse 8, chapter 1, verse 8, Colossians. Also, He informed us of your love in the Holy Spirit. It says in the Greek here, your burning zealous love for Holy Spirit. And look at verse 9. For this reason, your burning zealous love for the Holy Ghost, from the time we heard of it, your burning zealous love for the Holy Ghost, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you, asking that you might be filled with the full, deep, clear knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insights into the ways and the purposes of God, and in understanding the discerning of spiritual things. I'm signing up for that, aren't you? Look at it now. I'm reading out the Amplified Classic Version of the New Testament. Now, I'm telling you what. In 2015, they came out with the new Amplified. I don't like it. If you're going to read the Amplified, get the classic Amplified version. And you say, well, why do you like the Classified? Why do you like the Amplified? I like it because most of these words they've added are what the literal Greek or the Hebrew says. And they just put it in there where you can get a grasp of it. So let's look at that real close again. He also informed us of your burning zealous love for the Holy Spirit. For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of it, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you. Do you believe God answers the prayers of a righteous person? Yes. This is Apostle Paul. Wow. Wow. He wrote most of the New Testament, started most of the New Testament churches. He's a righteous man. And God is going to answer his prayer. So our job is to get zealously in love with the Holy Ghost. Have not stopped asking that you might be filled, wow, with the full, deep, clear knowledge of God's will in all, say all spiritual wisdom in comprehensive insights into the ways and the purposes of God. Comprehensive insights means it is transferable into action, just not from your head, but to your hands. The book of James says, James 1:22 says, we must become doers of the word and not mere hearers. So look what he says, comprehensive insights into the ways and the purposes of God in understanding and discerning of spiritual things. Verse 10 says, that you may walk, live, and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him and desiring to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every, say every, every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, clearer insights and acquaintances and recognitions. Do you see this? This is absolutely opposite of stagnation. We're not stagnating. We're not slumbering around. We're not sluggish. This is advancing in the kingdom of God. Advancing in the kingdom of God as we advance the kingdom in His kingdom. The Lord's really, really smart. He's not going to give power to people that's going to take the kingdom away from Him. He's going to give power to the people that's going to establish the king in His kingdom. And that's who we are. We're ambassadors. We learned that last night. We're ambassadors, senior representatives sent out with authority to establish the kingdom of God. So that's pretty wild. We're going along there pretty well right now, growing steadily. Say steadily. Oh, I know a lot of people that just reach sort of a plateau and they just kind of stop. I have never met any human being that was honest that said, I've got all of God I want. The more you get, the more you realize, wow, we barely have enough to get started. The more I learn about God, the more I understand I barely know Him. Been preaching 47 years, wore out more Bibles than you can tote in your arm. That's the honest truth. And I figured out this. Hey, after preaching 47 years, here's what I figured out. I figured out if you can figure it out, it ain't God. If you can just wrap your mind around and go, yes, I see that. Well, it's not God, because the natural mind, the one you and I have, can't comprehend the things of the Spirit. Steadily, say steadily. Steadily, steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, clearer insights and acquaintances. Look at verse 11. We pray that you may be invigorated. That's a great word. Invigorated, stimulated. Now, the world tries to get invigorated by taking something, by outside stimulus. We get invigorated by what dwells inside of us. Look at that. We pray that you might be invigorated, strengthened with all power according to the might of His glory, to exercise every kind of endurance, patience, and perseverance, and forbearance with joy. That just simply means no matter whatever is hurled your way, you're happy in it and you're overcoming. I love the way God set up things. Psalms 23 says, right in the middle of the battle, God hollers time out and throws you a party. Psalms 23:8, He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Don't you know that makes the devil's horn smoke? He's thrown all this crowd on you trying to get you away from God, and all it's done is drive you to God. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, Psalms 23. He anoints my head with oil. All of those are victory verses. You need to understand, we're absolutely more than conquerors. Romans 8:37 said, yet amid all these things, Romans 8:37, yet amid all these things, all of what things? All the things the devil throws in us to trip us up. Yet amid all these things, we're super victorious. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against us works. Aren't you glad of that? It says, every tongue that rises up against us, we have the privilege and the right from God to condemn it. We need to learn how to break curses off of us. We need to learn how to apply the blood of the Lamb. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We need to learn how to walk in the authority that God has given us. We need to learn how to apply the blood. I was looking at the Old Testament anointings in the Bible. The high priest would be anointed with his ear, thumb, and big toe. Ear, thumb, and big toe. First with blood, then with oil. See, a lot of people want the oil and skip the blood. God will not put anointing on dirty vessels. So you cleanse it first with the blood. And why would He anoint his ear? Because what goes in will come out. As a person thinks in their heart, that's how they're going to live their life. So anoint your ear. And you need to have anointed eyes too. I purpose not to set any wicked thing before my eyes, the Bible said. You have to guard those two gates, eye gate and ear gate, because it'll get down your heart. And if you get a contaminated heart, you'll have a contaminated life pretty soon. As a person thinks in his heart, that's how his lifestyle will become. But anyway, I'm so thankful. Verse 11, we pray that you may be invigorated. I love that. People ask me, they go, man, how do you keep up the schedule you've got? It's supernatural. You can't do like what we do in the natural. Listen, I'll carry some of these young bucks with me and it'll wear them out the first trip. I do it because I get invigorated by the Holy Ghost. Strengthened on the inside. I'm telling you guys, we have a schedule. Well, you can't believe it, but my wife could tell you about it. But it is supernatural. God gives us power. And one of the ways to do it is learn Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. In His presence is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's all right. Now you got it. We're back here in verse, I'm going to read verse 11 again. We pray that you, say He's talking about me. We pray that you may be invigorated, strengthened with all power according to the might of His glory, to exercise every kind of endurance, patience, and perseverance with forbearance and joy. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Wow. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Wow. Qualified means made us fit and acceptable for His service. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints of God's holy people in the light. Wow, wow. Verse 13 is amazing. He translates us out of the kingdom of death and darkness into the kingdom of light, love of His Son. Aren't you glad we go out to come in? That's marvelous. Aren't you glad that God has taken us out of the family of death and put us in the family of light? We get a whole new perspective. Once we were bound by sin, sadness, sickness, but now we're in another culture, in another kingdom. We're kingdom of God people. The kingdom of God dwells in us. God says in Revelations 1, 5 and 6, it says, unto Him that loved us, washed us from our sins in His blood, and has made us to be kings and priests. Wow. If their church is going through any kind of dilemma right now, it's an identity crisis. Yes. We can't really believe that we're who God says we are. Wow. He says, as my Father has sent me, now I'm sending you. Same mission and mandate Jesus has, you and I have. Pretty amazing, isn't it? That's a great verse. I want you to start meditating on Psalms 1, 8 through 13, and really put it into your heart. When you're feeling tired, exhausted, weary, start saying, no, that's not me. I'm invigorated. Start putting your face and your faith back on God. Isaiah 26, 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. You believe the battlefield is your mind? Oh, the devil will try to play tricks with your mind. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's pretty shrewd at how he does it. I pastored for 26 and a half years, and the church I pastored, they videotaped everything I said and did so there couldn't be any scandals. So anyway, they would videotape everything I said and everything I did in ministry sessions. So I'm going out the door, and there's a man that loved me. This guy was named Tom. I shook hands with him, and I could tell he was cold as a carp. I said, hey, Tom, what's wrong? And here's what he said. I don't agree with what you said. I said to him, what is it I said you don't agree with? And he said, write the opposite of what I said while I'm preaching. This is a man that loved me. This is a man that loved me, that honored me, respected me. And now he's standing there saying, I don't agree with what you said. And when he repeated what he heard me say, he said, right opposite of what I said. I said to Tom, I did not say that. I said opposite of that. He said, Pastor, I sat there and heard you. I said, nope. And so he said, nope, I heard you. I said, nope. I said, right the opposite. I said, Tom, let's go up there to the media booth. We have a DAT recorder that can record you breathing. I mean, it is accurate, and it won't miss anything. And I said, okay, let's replay this. It's not been edited. It's not been tampered with. It's raw data. So anyway, we got to where it on the part of the message where I said what I said. Tom grabbed his mouth. He turned white as a sheet and started shaking. He said, Pastor, I'd have swirled my life. I heard you say something. You know what that tells us? We better pray that we'll have the lips to say it, but you'll have the ear to hear it. Because from my lip to your ear, the devil can twist what God says. We better pray that we'll have ears to hear what the Spirit says. That's what it says in John 10:3. My sheep hear my voice. It says they flee another voice, verse 27, John 10, 27. And we need to pray when we preach that not only will God give us unction to speak it, but pray for the hearers, that the devil can't twist it and pervert it from my lip to your ear. Wow. So it's why it's so important to get a DVD, CD, tape recording, whatever you can, because you'll never get it sitting there in the pew. You'll never get all of it. These guys that study human behavior, they tell us what a minute portion we get just by hearing. And then if you're taking notes, it increases a little. But if you listen to it again, you go, oh my, I didn't get half of that. So that's why it's very important to listen again, isn't it? Especially with my kind of preaching, I talk real, real fast. And I listen, here's what God told me. He said, you leave their head alone, throw the seed in their heart. I'll guard the seed that you put in their heart. I'll keep the fallow there from stealing any single seed, and it'll spring up and bring forth fruit that will remain. So that's what we do. We just throw the seed in your heart because we know Father said he'll keep the fallow there from stealing the seed, and it'll bring up fruit that remains. So invigorated. Don't you want to be invigorated? Now we're going to talk about how to renew your strength. And I gave you that verse, Isaiah 40. 28 through 31. What? Have you not heard that the everlasting God is not weary? He's not up there going, oh man, never saw this coming. Aren't you glad he's in charge? He is in total charge. He is in charge. He had the audacity, Almighty God did, to name himself the God that needs no one to survive. He's El Shaddai, the God that does for us what we can't do for ourselves. You ought to study the nine covenant reverential names of God. Boy, they're absolutely wonderful. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. And I'm telling you what, he's everything we need, isn't he? El Shaddai, the God that does for us what we can't do for ourselves. The God that needs nothing or no one to survive. Wow. Wow. All of us desperately need him to survive, but he doesn't really need us. All he does for us and through us is through his abundant grace. I'm really thankful for the grace of God and the mercy of God. Amen. Lamentation 3, 20 and 21 says his mercies are new when? Every morning, great is his faithfulness. Somehow God gets up and pushes the reset button. Aren't you glad? I am. I'm glad he's full of mercy. We're talking about that now, the grace of God. The devil, if he can, will pervert every truth of God if man lets him. There's a great perversion out there right now concerning the grace of God. It's called ultimate reconciliation, hyper grace. You know what hyper grace in theology of hyper grace is? Here's what hyper grace teaches. Even the devil will be saved. Bible says in the last days, people will stand in pulpits teaching doctrines taught by devils. If that's not a doctrine taught by devil, you'll never hear one. To stand up and say that even the devil will be saved. Isn't that crazy? You say, well, Bobby, don't you believe in grace? Yes, I do. I'm a big grace believer, but it's Titus 2:11 grace. Titus 2:11 grace is the grace I've hooked my life to. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the grace I'm hooked to. Grace that brings salvation, sanctification, and expectation. Say Titus 2, verse 11. That's the grace you and I need. Grace that doesn't bring salvation is not the grace of God. Grace that does not bring purification is not the grace of God. Did you know there's not enough emphasis today in modern day preaching on holiness. We've got to pursue peace and holiness, for without holiness, no person will see the Lord. We've got to be clean that bear the vessel of the Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a right spirit. That's what David said. Wow, then I'll teach transgressor your ways. So we need to get rid of this mixture. I keep trying to tell world leaders, if we don't deal with the mixture inside of the body of Christ, we're going to release a contamination that cannot be dealt with. That's right, because some of these younger guys, they think, well, I've watched some patterns. People can leave their wife, never miss a service in church. They can have an adulterous affair, never miss a meeting on the itinerary. Something's wrong. We better check out the messenger and the message. That's right. You say, now, Bobby, that sounds judgmental. It is. We're supposed to be those that watch over the flock of God. We got to beat the wolves out among the sheep. Get them out. Wow. I like to never figure out how to detect the wolves in sheep's clothing. You can't do it by any other way. Here it is. You, if you're pastoring and you want to get rid of the wolves, you know, it says that wolves in sheep's clothing. I'll tell you how to do it. Wolves can't live on sheep food. You just start feeding the flock. Pretty soon they growl and old tail will come out. Wolves can't live on sheep food. You just start feeding the sheep. The old wolf will growl. Yeah. Yeah. You can't do this as long as we've done it and not hear a lot of growls. You say, well, listen, oh, you know, everything's okay. Nah, listen, the devil would, if he could, kill every one of us in this room today. Amen. But the Bible says, Rome, I love this. The Bible says, Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, and the word behold is a strong word. It means focus firmly. Behold, focus firmly on this. I give you power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and it will in no wise hurt you. What that verse literally says in the Greek is this, Jesus talking, I give you authority to stop the devil's ability. John 10:10 tells us what ability the devil has. The thief comes but for to steal, kill, mangle, and destroy. He said, I give you authority to stop his ability. Wow. Wow. If we don't do it, he'll run rampant. Here's a great verse. You don't want it, but you need it. It's Psalms 115, verse 16. Psalms 115, verse 16 said, the heavens of heavens, that belongs to God, but this world is your responsibility. The heavens of heavens, that belongs to God, but this planet you're living on is your responsibility. Wow. Taking that in consideration, we, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind the death out of this hurricane. We bind all of the prognosis that it's going to do this, this, and this. Lord, we just take authority over the winds and we say, calm down. The same Jesus that stood at the deck of the ship and said, get gagged, is the same Jesus we serve. So we say to Harvey, shh, settle down. Settle down. The Greek word where Jesus stood there and said, you know, the King James says, and he said, peace be still. Oh, Lord. That's not what he said. He said, shut your mouth. Get gagged is what he said to the wind. And the wind goes, and got his tranquilest glass. That Jesus still lives. Okay. You say, now, No. The heavens of heavens, that's God's. This earth is our responsibility. So that's right. Well, we're going to get to our question and answer. Y'all want to? Let's do that. We'll transition. Transition. Good. All right, Lord, I pray you'll help us to retain what we've been talking about. That it'll fall on good ground and bring forth fruit. That when we get agitated, we get tired, we'll realize they that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. They'll realize they can become invigorated just by getting in your presence.
Amen. Stand up. 2 minute break. Right. 2 minute break. Yes. Water is over here.
Agua.
So, our pastor.
Want some agua? Look,